I arrive at the Effort Baptist Church in Fluvanna County just after sunrise for the monthly mobile food pantry. The truck carrying nearly 10,000 pounds of food isn't scheduled to arrive for another 3 hours at 10 o'clock, but already 11 cars are parked in the top lot. These are the first of the 209 households that the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank will provide with bags of groceries today. By 8:15, there are 20 cars in the lot. By 9:30, 40 cars have arrived and parked. I meet a former UVA cook, a man who worked for the Department of Transportation, an unemployed construction worker. But I want to talk to the folks in the very first car that arrived this morning.
Most time we have to get you here before 5 o'clock.
That's right. 5 a.m. is when 78-year-old Clara Bruce and her husband Horace get to the mobile food pantry in Palmyra. Every month for the past 4 years, they drive about 25 minutes from their country home to ensure they're near the front of the line. Clara brings a blanket for naps and a WordFind puzzle book to pass the time. She used to work at the Comdial telecommunications plant in Charlottesville. Horace used to work as a janitor for Fluvanna County Public Schools. And now, aside from Social Security and a little pension money, they struggle to put decent food on their table. I asked them, what would they do if they didn't have the mobile food pantry? Would they be able to make ends meet?
We may be making meat, but we wouldn't have much to spend. You know how much. Yeah. Wouldn't able to get much. But I just love it over here because it do help us to save. I like the bag we get. And we've been going to the doctor right much because I got a pacemaker and he's got dishes in his bag, so we can't do too much.
The Bruces also go to the mobile food pantry in Columbia every third Wednesday each month to get a similar amount of food. In total, the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank operates 9 mobile food pantries throughout rural central Virginia, serving as many as 5,000 people each month. It began 5 years ago when they realized that thousands of people were going without food because they lived in the countryside.
But we find, too, that especially in rural areas, there aren't a sufficient number of pantries to meet the need. We talk about food deserts.
Michael McKee is the chief executive officer of the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank.
You know, in rural areas, those food deserts are quite large. And then for people without sufficient funds, they could live behind a grocery store and still live in a virtual food desert because they can't afford to go in there and buy anything. So we try to get our mobile pantry into remote rural areas where they don't have access to pantries, or the pantries might be open only once a month or so, to supplement what's available in their communities. Reaching the rural poor is a real challenge because you just can't imagine the barriers to transportation. There are no buses. The car is broken. Where are you going to go? Are you going to rely on some neighbors? Well, there might not be a neighbor with a working car for another couple of miles, right?
Good morning. How are you? Good, thank you.
Everyone knows Katie Harris. She's a partner services coordinator for the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank and oversees 8 mobile food pantries, including the one in Palmyra and the bi-monthly one in Scottsville, where I found her on a recent Tuesday. Harris lets headquarters in Verona know how many people they're expecting for the day. The truck, which can carry up to 15,000 pounds of food, is loaded up, and when it arrives in Scottsville, it's all hands on deck. As few as a dozen to as many as 30 volunteers pull down the fold-out tables, unload hundreds of boxes of food, and get to work. The empty paper bags make their way down an assembly line, getting filled to the brim with groceries, ranging from fresh apples, onions, and zucchini to almond milk and cottage cheese. Families go home with an average of 40 to 50 pounds of food each visit. When all is ready to go, the cars make their way around, one by one, with trunks popped open, as the volunteers fill them with bags of groceries. Though food insecurity rates tend to be lower in rural communities than in cities, for those it affects, it can be more severe. It's often harder to get work and to get to work if you live in the country. Heating costs in the winter are often higher than in urban areas. Childcare is not as accessible, and there's typically only one grocery store for the surrounding area. Many families I spoke with did not want to be recorded. They live in the country, away from cities, and prefer to keep their lives private. And for the most part, unless we interact with these folks, their plight, too, remains hidden. I posed the same question to Harris as I did to the Bruces. What does she think folks would do if the mobile food pantries didn't exist?
I'm not sure. It's tough. Produce-wise, though, I'd like to think that we're able to provide them with something that's trying to, or that's helping them get some more nutritious items into their diets, which are more expensive, I know. I'm not really sure what their other options would be.
For WMRA News, I'm Jordy Yeager.